Jared Book.
As well, throughout the season, it's been a especially up front. There's been a constant lineup before the injuries hit. But the fact that you have Jake and now Terrence, you know, producing for you guys tonight, that's what the AHL is all about, right? Getting these guys who get more opportunity and have a chance to perform like they are.
Yeah, I mean, very happy for Jake. Like, we had our chance tonight. It was a 50-50 game. Didn't love it, but I like the effort. I like the pushback, you know. I think we had a couple of breakdowns. We were out of sync a little bit there with all the movement, obviously. But I thought we settled in okay. We give ourselves a chance in the third. I'm happy that some guys get an opportunity to play somehow a bigger role. I think the effort was there. Focus, and like I said, we're out of sync a little bit, but it's what it is, right?
When you acquired Jake Lucchini, the first name that you said that you compared him to was Joe Cox last year. And it seems like he's bringing that kind of thing. You can move him anywhere in the lineup and give him chances, and he'll produce offensively.
I think he's taking a lot of stride too this year. Didn't go in for a while there. Last game, he had so many scoring chances, so I'm glad tonight he scored. That was big. I think he's playing free. He's getting chances, and he's a great guy. He's a hard worker. He's a good person. I'm very proud, and I like him a lot. He's a good guy that wants to do well, and he's a buy-in kind of guy, and he cheers for a teammate. So it's nice to see that for Jake, for sure.
Thanks.
And last question, Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Hi, Joel.
Amy.
When we spoke moments ago to Lucchini, I asked him, you know, what really the catalyst was to have such a response in the third period to really try to make that comeback. He said that you had mentioned to them in the intermission that, you know, sometimes a game just gets away from you. What were the keys to getting the game back a bit and getting it so close in that third period?
Yeah, I told him I felt that some nights you're not going to come back, and some nights you give yourself a chance. And I said, I feel tonight we have a chance. And I saw the guy kind of go, yeah, probably. But I said, this is how we're going to have to do it. And they did it. So, again, we're disappointed of the loss. I think, you know, again, you win some, you lose some. But we had a goal there. The goal. I understand there's no AHL video review. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. Sometimes we get a bounce. We see. So it's, you know, if there was a game we'd review, we would have went 4-4 into overtime. But, you know, you kind of like the effort that the guys did. They did well. And I got to give credit to Belleville. They played hard too. They came to play from the get-go. It took us a long time to get in the game somehow. Like the line combination, 11-4, I couldn't get anything going really. When I put Josh up front, I felt we took another step. And that's why I told the guy in the third, I said, I feel we have a chance here. We're going to have to give it a push, though. We're going to have to empty the tank. And we did, and we had post, and we had scoring chances, and we got a couple of goals. We're lacking maybe the last one there, obviously. But, no, the guy bought in, and this is group. It's what it's been all about. They've been about buying in and giving themselves a chance, and we did in the third.
Excellent. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
Et merci à tous les médias. Bonne soirée.